The latest public opinion polls show that President Barack Obama and his Republican rival Mitt Romney are neck and neck, hovering about 47% apiece. And it's a similarly tight race in North Carolina, where the Democrats are holding their national convention this week. But even as the Democrats yearn to give their candidate a second term, Republicans are on the attack. And one question is whether the American voter 4 years ago expected too much of this president, that perhaps it was a presidency overpromised. Delmarva Public Radio caught up with Delaware Senator Tom Carper down in Charlotte this week, where he said the mood is optimistic.
The mood's quite positive. People are upbeat, feeling good about being here. I think feeling encouraged by our chances. You expect the Republicans to have gotten a bump at the convention and didn't get that. And we actually are better off today than we were 4 years ago when our economy was just going down like off of a cliff. And things have turned around not as much as we want, but we're on the right track. Turn a middling economic recovery into a robust recovery.
Why do you think the election is so close?
People always vote, their pocketbooks. And I think the fact that we still, even though we've seen some 4.5 million new private sector jobs created in the last, 29 months, I think people know that there's still pain out there and hurting, and folks still looking for work or they're underemployed. And I think that has an effect. I think for the Republicans and the folks in the media who support them have done a good job, in some cases misinforming the voters.
Do you think that 4 years ago the American voter expected this president to accomplish more than he could deliver? I mean, did he overpromise in that acceptance speech in Denver?
I think 4 years ago, in August of 2008, I don't think any of us knew that we're headed into the worst recession since the Great Depression, that we would literally teetering on the brink of a financial calamity for our country. We didn't know that we'd end up in the U.S. Senate with the Senate Republican leader, who basically said right from the get-go in the new administration 4 years ago that his job was to make sure Barack Obama would not be elected to another term, and to do everything that he could in his leadership to make sure that as little got done, passed, accomplished as possible.
What does an Obama administration look like in a second term if, say, Republicans continue to control the House or even take the Senate after November elections?
Well, actually, Bill Clinton, in his second term, I think with a Republican in the House and Senate, at least for part of his second term, he accomplished a heck of a lot. And he learned how to triangulate very, very successfully and to work with Republicans in the House and Senate. In the House and Senate today, so it's harder, especially in the House, to work with some of the Republicans. Some of the new folks they don't believe in, frankly, in the two C's, and that's communicate and compromise. So it would be a heavy load to carry. But I think some folks, there's one of them deny, some of the Republican friends wanted to deny Barack Obama second term as president. If he's reelected to a second term, they're basically stuck with him. The idea of continuing to poke him in the eyes, not something that's going to get him, not going to accomplish a whole lot.
Now, you yourself have a challenger in the Democratic primary for really the first time, I guess, since 1992, Keith Spinarelli. And, of course, he charges that as a career politician, you're out of touch with Delaware residents. Well, why do you think it is that it's been so long since you've had a primary challenge?
Well, actually, I've had plenty of challengers, but they've all been Republicans. And the only two times in my life I had primary challenges were in 1990 and 1992. And what happened in the late 80s, I led a successful effort in the Democratic Party in Northern Delaware to throw out of leadership of our party people who were corrupt. And that created some big enemies for me, and they ended up coming after me in 90 in a primary and 92 in a primary. And I think we held them under 10 percentage points. And so we'll work very hard. I always outwork our campaign. Whoever's running against me, whether it's in the Democratic primary or the general election, whether I have one, two, or three opponents, take nothing for granted. So we learned from Mike Castle losing a primary 2 years ago.
Former Congressman Mike Castle, who was defeated in the GOP primary by Christine O'Donnell in 2010, yes.
Yes, you never want to take anything for granted. I certainly don't take the primary election for granted. If I'm successful there, we'll not take the general election for granted either. We'll work it hard all the way to the end.
And how do you respond to not being in touch with the voters?
I'm fortunate enough to live in Delaware, to literally live in a state that I represent in the Senate, to cover the state. I cover the state of Delaware every week, sometimes every day, in all three counties.
Delaware Senator Tom Carper, down at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he is also being challenged in his party's primary for the first time in 20 years. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.